Michael Jackson, you know, when we say Michael Jackson, what comes up to your mind? He's the pop icon. It's definite article, the pop icon. Since the day of Elvis Presley, there's no one else who came up so great. So people miss him a lot, right? He debuted at age 4. You know, I don't know, you young guys may have not seen Jackson 5, but Jackson 5, when they came up, you know, all brothers, so Joe Jackson was the father of all these brothers. They had a sister too, but that time was only boys. Jackson 5 sang together. Then Michael Jackson debuted as a solo at age 14. Young black boy, so cute looking. Right? It's a sensation, folks. And he looked a lot different from the look you see him now, right? And 1982 was really the year Michael Jackson became, you know, real famous. That record, including the song Thriller, okay, 28 times platinum since 1982. I came to U.S. in 1981 as a Samsung representative. And I think that was 1982 or 84. I saw Michael Jackson was performing for Pepsi commercial. And you guys may have not seen it. It was really great. He was totally black, by the way. Yeah, it looked really great. He danced, you know, so powerful dance. You know, no one was even compared to Michael Jackson that time. You know what I mean here, platinum? Anyone knows? What do you mean by platinum? Anyone knows? If you sell record, same record, over 1 million copies in a year, that we call platinum. 28 times. Think about it. Not just the best seller. So one record was sold over 28 million copies. Think about it. Everybody was crazy about Michael Jackson's songs. And he had an accident, as I have written there, the Michael Jackson, the Pepsi commercial. Then he really ushered in the age of pop as a global product. Pop used to be just, you know, limited, contained in U.S. only. But Michael Jackson was a sensation all over the countries. You know, even China and Korea, he went to many different countries. Dead at 50 years old. My question is, yeah, two questions, but actually one question. Did he really live a successful life? In other words, did he really live a happy life? Well, successful life and happy life may sound different, but I see them actually the same. Unless you had a happy life, I don't think you lived a successful life. Even though you may have been, you know, become famous as a singer and everything, but unless you lived a happy life, that life was really meaningless. You know, as I told to parent, I want to make this church a happy church, okay? I saw the church name on the way from Butler Pike, it's 기쁨의 교회. So certain churches, 행복의 교회들. 행복의 교회 means happy church. What do you think? Did he live a happy life? Anyone can answer? You want to answer? You think Michael Jackson lived a happy life? You raised hand. You did. Yeah, you did. I saw it. AIA. Yeah, but answer me. Yeah, good. Okay. I agree with you. No. No. I happen to watch Michael Jackson a lot. I watch all kinds of heroes and even billions, okay? I see their lives and how they perform and try to learn from their failures and try to learn from their successes. I've written newspaper articles about Michael Jackson. That was about 10 years ago. And he died, so I've written another newspaper article about his life. And this is an expression written by New York Times. I don't know who was the author, but bizarre disintegration of his career. When, how did it happen? Okay. There are two guys, right? Do they look alike? Michael Jackson, before plastic surgery. Actually, that blackface also had a lot of plastic surgery before then. Michael Jackson was a lot cuter than this one, but anyhow, look. He had a plastic surgery maybe over 10 times on his face. He bleached all his body. Tried to remove all the melanin, you know, those stuff that make it look darker. Because of this, he suffered constantly. He was in constant pain because he was taking too many drugs. Methadone was one of them. It's a lot stronger than actually morphine. And police, you know, found a different drug, Depravine, which is anesthetic medicine, which they use in surgery room. Horrible experience, right? He was in constant pain, couldn't perform. So when he was on stage, he was really heavily drugged to be able to perform. And the last moment came when he had taken too many drugs. His heart just stopped. Not just that. Failed marriages. 1994, he married with Lisa Marie Presley, who was daughter of who? Elvis Presley. Okay. But it lasted only 2 years. I don't think they had a real marriage life either. Michael Jackson couldn't perform husband duty. Another marriage, it didn't last long either. He has 3 children, but none of them is his own. Never fathered a child. You know, as a parent, it is a real honor and privilege to have children. But he wasn't able to make one. His lack of a parental aptitude is crazy because of drugs. Looked great, right? White guy. And that's Lisa Marie Presley. Failed the finance. Most of your parents are in the business world, right? This is a big problem if we have a failed finance. Here, eccentric lifestyle, you know. He was crazy. And, he spent over $52 million for Neverland, which was his mansion. Guy really didn't know how to spend the money. Guy didn't really know what is important. And he borrowed the loan, $1.40 million from Bank of America in 1998. It became over $200 million in 2 years. In 2008, default for $24.5 million, even though he made so much money. Wako Chako, right? this is really derogatory term. He was indicted for child molestation charges in 2003. But even before this, in 1994, that rumor started. And he was not able to stay at this country. He went to Bahrain. He came back and to Los Angeles, but that was just a couple of years ago. And then all the newspaper medias called him, yeah, Wako Jacko, even 15 years ago. And the New York Daily News, that was 2003, yes. I read that newspaper. And the title page is a Freak, F-R-E-A-K. Ever since then, people called him Wako Jacko. His reputation was horrible. And here, I'm asking another question. Why that happened? Guy was so successful, right? As a singer. And he was so talented. Why? This is my theory. It all came from two kind of problem he had. He had two wishes. First wish was to marry a white girl. So he married a white girl, Lisa Marie Presley. Why white girl? He suffered from severe inferiority complex, being black. That's why he tried to change his face, his body, even body into white. The second wish he had was he wanted to become rich so that he may wear expensive clothes like a prince. Remember what Michael Jackson wore all the time? That's a princely costume. Wrong value. He valued this kind of riches more than anything else. And his older brother, Jermaine Jackson, actually he interviewed people at the Neverland yesterday. He said so many good things about Michael Jackson and all this, but while Michael Jackson was alive, their relationship was really bad. He made this song, sung it. Once you're made, you changed your shade. Was your color wrong? Could not turn back? It's a known fact. You're too far gone. Reconstructed, being abducted, don't know who you are, think they love you. Actually, what he was singing was true. The main problem Jackson had was inferiority complex, being black man. And unfortunately, I see the same problem in most of the blacks living in this country. Not just the blacks, though. I see the same thing happening even Korean Americans. especially second generation Koreans. Some try to be white by changing their appearances. I saw some of the kids changed their eye color to look like white. Inferiority complex is really what makes people fail. Unless we overcome this inferiority complex, we are not going to be able to be successful nor happy. Two things that what Bible teaches about our identities. First, our identity is not what you or other people think what you are, but what God says you are. We have to change it around. Not the way you think you are is not really correct unless you see it the way God sees you. And as long as you see yourself as God sees you, that will change your life totally around. And second, as we have read from our scripture passage, especially responsible reading, God created everyone in His image. Everyone as he or she was made. It's perfect on its own. It does not matter what color, what culture, what family, folks. That's why I say cherish our Korean legacy. Unless you cherish your own, you're going to be suffering from inferiority complex. How you can do it? Look at the bright side. I'm serious. I have heard so many bad things about being Korean, folks. I sent my daughter to Korea about 10 years ago. Actually, 11 years ago, right? She stayed there and studied at the Seogang University. You know, she studied Korean, tried to learn Korean. She didn't really enjoy her 6 months life in Korea. So many bad things. Complained so much about Korea. But it depends upon how you look, okay? There are, you know, different people groups on the earth. As I say, none of these people groups is better than any other groups, folks. Why we have differences in this country? Because the way they think they are. Once you look down upon your own legacy, your own race, your own culture, you become miserable. That changes your value system and your attitude toward all world. Attitude toward the work, attitude toward even your academic studies. Cherish your own Korean legacy. There are a lot to be proud of being Korean, folks. Be proud of your hardworking parents. I know you guys really are proud of your hardworking parent, but not everyone. There are many different people groups coming into U.S., but there is no other ethnic group who is so active in business world. Yes, we may be working in black community and whatever, but we are working very hard and diligent, folks. You better be proud of it. Second, be proud of Korea, folks. Yes, I said there are a lot to complain about being Korean, but think about it. You look at the bright side. In 1950 and 52, 2 years of Korean World War, Korea became really desert land, folks. All ashes of war. All the industries were destroyed. Most of the important people died in the war. Poverty. And Korea was much worse than Somalia those days. But now, after half a century, just 50 years, now where they are, Korea became one of the OECD nations, folks. This is a miracle. People call it miracle of Han River. And second, Korea is the most successful mission field. About 200 years ago, missionaries from U.S. went there. There's no other nation with such explosive church growth in the world. And missionary forces now, they are the second in missionary sending nations. U.S. is still number one, about 40,000. Korea, now, they say over 20,000, but I may say about 10,000 missionaries. They are so mission-minded. Well, people say, you know, you better learn Korean prayer. No, Korean-style prayer. You know, we pray loud, right? And only Koreans do that. Now, people value the way Koreans worshiping, the way Koreans are praying. Second, cherish our Christian identity, folks. Being Christian is the most important things in your lives. Here, Peter was saying, you are a chosen people. You are a chosen people. You are not just like other people, folks. There are a lot of people in this world who do not know God, who still belong to devil. A royal priesthood and a holy nation, a people belonging to God. There's a purpose why God called you here. Not like Michael Jackson, who wanted to become rich to wear expensive clothes. Here there's purpose. Called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. You may declare the praises of him through your lives. You live the life of Jesus through your lives, folks. Jesus is living in you. And you have the Holy Spirit in you. That power is yours as long as you know and use it. Lastly, remember, God has a great expectation from you guys. Don't just look down on us, folks. I know you guys raise your eyes, raise the bar for your vision, for your goal in your lives, folks. Set your heart on goals worthy for children of God, not what Michael Jackson had. What goal you have, that will determine your future lives. Let me read a passage from the Bible. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. Cast by the glance at the riches, and they are gone. And the fly of the sky like an eagle. Another passage. A man who has riches without understanding is like the beasts that perish. This passage reminded me a lot about Michael Jackson's tragedy. If you guys know who you are, especially if you suffer from inferiority complex now because of your Korean heritage or anything else, look at yourself the way God sees you. God sees you as His precious people. God sees you as His own image. And plan for different future. Have a goal worthy of God's chosen people. Then go for it. Pursue for excellence. That will change your life. 내용이 조금 길었는데요. 아이들한테 내가 하다 보니